The playoffs?
Yeah.
What talk about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice.
It's the All Pro Bros, yo. It's a sports show where we put you in the know of who are the bros and the misses, the losers, to those scared and winners, those in the game, to the set, to the match, alley oop, one for the crew. Every test has to bring you every virgin statistic. You caught up over, you missed it. You've been known to the decisions, the opinions, the blow of the whistle, the flops, the fouls, and all of the issues. Every punch, every kick, every throw, every switch, every leap, every flip, every run, every twist.
Yo, people, what's going on? This is your boy Triple.
It's your boy Big Red. What's going on, party?
Yo, we are now on episode 13 of the All Pro Bro Sports Show. And this is a special one. This is a brand new segment we call Red's Rant. On this episode, gonna give Red the platform to rant. Yes, he's gonna go in a few just different things that he's just been thinking about. So we're gonna give him the ammo, gonna lock it in, and get ready to fire, man. What is rant number one?
So rant number one actually has to deal with some of the NFL rules. Okay. So some of the rules that I've noticed that, you know, that make sense on, you know, health reasons. You know, like, you know, whenever you grab a helmet, a player's face mask, that makes sense. You know, because you can't tug on it, you can snap somebody's neck.
Exactly.
I understand the helmet to helmet, because again, there has been studies that, you know, I think some outside sources of the NFL suggested that, you know, you doing a head to head, you know, could cause, like, you know, some, you know, concussions in the long term. So I understand some of the rulings that the NFL has suggested, and the others that I have noticed are pretty much suggestive. Now, one of them that I've noticed was the roughing the passer. Okay, now again, up to a point, I understand roughing the passer up to the point. There have been times where specific white quarterbacks in particular, you know, would get like a tap on the wrist or a tap on the shoulder, and they get a rough in the passer, and it's like all he did was just get a tap on the shoulder. There have been other times where, you know, certain other players, you know, who don't get the call should have gotten the call. I remember several years ago when Teddy Bridgewater was with Minnesota, there was a particular play where I think he was still right behind the line of scrimmage, and he gets, you know, hit. He gets hit so hard he gets knocked out. Okay, and literally they don't call roughing the passer. It's just a free play. He's like to the point where he's like lying on the ground, not moving. Okay, and another point, and I love Tom Brady, I really do, but he also gets away with some of the phantom roughing the passer calls. I think it was the AFC Championship that against KC during I think it was in overtime where the Pats got the ball. One of the defensive ends from KC literally looked at his hand up and tapped Tom Brady on the shoulder, and Tom Brady gets a roughing the passer. And all it was just he tapped him on the shoulder. Okay. And so, like I said, that's some of the things that kind of bothers me a little bit. And like I said, you know, there's some rules that are in place that make sense. Others were like, why would you make up that rule? You know, it's just one of those, like, come on, NFL, at least be consistent.
Like, let's talk about the famous tuck rule came about that same season. Well, this is like back-to-back seasons.
No, this is like 2001.
Well, remember, there's been multiple seasons from 2001, then years later. There's always something with the Patriots.
Yes.
But this particular rule came about because Brady, he threw it a certain way.
Yeah,
and he
it was against Oakland back in 2001 where that brought the Pats to their first Super Bowl win.
Yep, and then the next season they introduced the quote unquote tuck rule.
Yes,
which years later they would then get rid of again.
Yeah, because it's kind of one of those like up for debate. Like I said, the NFL's been really inconsistent with the rules that they have. And you're right, because most of the rule changes have something to do with the Patriots.
Which is hilarious, but yeah.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Well, the Tom Brady Patriots.
Yes, Tom Brady.
I'm going to just say it. Not the current rebuild-a-bear Patriots that we have right now.
No, but it is what it is. Let's call it what it is. One of the things that I find hilarious, and yes, this is one of those rules that that they changed because of the Patriots, was calling yourself ineligible as a wide receiver. And so this was, I think, during the this was actually during the Flake game, during that run, because this was like this was after Indianapolis, just after Indianapolis, and they faced Baltimore. Okay, what happened was. There was a certain part in the game where one of the wide receivers declared himself ineligible, okay, and Jim Harbaugh had a fit with the refs, like, you know, how can you do this, that, and the third, da 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 da, and he's like, and the refs was like, that's actually in the rule books, he could declare himself ineligible. And at that time, Baltimore had no idea what to do, and Baltimore got burned on that play. Okay, the following year, they took that rule out because of the Pats. Okay, so it's one of those kind of things where it's like it's been very inconsistent, and it's one of those like I don't really see a solution. Okay, and it's one of those like. Either stick with what you got and make it eligible for everybody, or just take the rule out completely.
This is true.
Okay, and like I said, I understand. You know, the quarterbacks. Like I said, certain quarterbacks get rough in the passing where others don't.
And that needs to change. It needs to be called across the board.
Yeah, call it across the board. Call it across the board. Either call for everybody or don't call for anybody.
Because the suspect when the superstar. Quarterbacks are getting phantom calls, or they're getting almost every call, and then when certain other quarterbacks of certain backgrounds yep. seem to not get calls, then the lesser quarterbacks in general seem to only get sporadic calls.
Yes,
that's not okay.
And so, like I said, it's inconsistent at best.
Yeah,
and that has to change. And so I think that has to do with the referees more than anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That goes back to a conversation we had in an earlier podcast where our sports really rigged. And we came up with the resolution is just, it's only entertainment, you know.
It's only entertainment.
You know, so we don't fully know if all games are rigged, but sometimes you look at it, you can tell some calls look very suspect.
Yes.
To ensure a certain team, this is across all sports, to ensure a certain team makes it to a certain point in the playoffs or even to the championship game win the actual championship.
Yep.
I mean, so many examples across all sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And obviously, because most people who know me personally, I do have a lot of conspiracy theories. But, you know, like I said, I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
We could get into that at another segment. Okay. But yeah, so that's just my two cents on the NFL rules. And like I said, I don't see a particular clear plan on how to change it.
Hmm.
Unless if somebody has an idea on how to do it, then let's try to actually do something and actually implement it. But other than that, that's just something I've noticed. There's no clear plan on how to change that.
Well, to reiterate something I heard a couple of weeks ago that I said on a prior podcast, there was a analyst that was stating, well, in their opinion, the rules for college football and NFL should be the same. So when players go from the college level, you know, into the draft, into the NFL, there's no
They have to point. Get on the spot, right?
Yeah, they don't have to like learn any new rules. You know, basically, you know, there's no need for it.
Right. They're already doing everything. You know, one of the rules in college is there's a few of them across the board. Like, for example, you know, in order for you to have a completed catch and you're by the sidelines, all you really need is 1 foot. In the NFL, you need two.
Yep.
Okay. Another one is, you know, especially when it comes to, like, you know, on defense, once a player is down in college, the player's down.
And the player.
In the NFL, a player's not down unless if he's a quarterback that's sliding. If a player's down and nobody touches him, the player could get up and actually continue to run.
Yep.
Okay. And especially for rookies, that's kind of hard to try to get it out of them because they're so used to, like, you know, a player falling and that's it. In the pros, like, oh, that's not the rules in the pros. Pros, they can get up and actually and continue to score if nobody touches them. Okay. That's a really weird rule.
Isn't it also the way fumbles are handled are different between the college and the NFL?
Kind of. I think that one is at least kind of across the board. I think it's been the same.
Like more consistent.
Yeah, that's a little bit more consistent. But the way overtime works is different for both college and professionals.
Yep, that's true.
Now, I know the NFL tried to at least incorporate what college has been doing in overtime, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Okay. They're trying to do too much in order for them to make it, like, you know, an interesting battle. I'm like, no, y'all should have just kept it with the old overtime rules.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for those, I don't ever want to make assumptions for people who are listening, because I know in college, you know, in overtime, Every team has a chance of actually scoring or matching each score.
Yep.
So instead of doing a kickoff return, each team is placed the ball at the 20-yard line and has a chance to score. Okay. The only way they win is if one possession nobody scores. The other team doesn't score. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say one team, you know, scores a touchdown. The other team has the chance to go along the 20-yard line and scores a touchdown.
Yep.
Okay.
And just keeps going.
And it keeps going. It keeps going from there. And in the NFL, it's like you have one shot. Okay. But the only difference is that, you know, with the NFL, with the coin toss, you have to, in order for you to, like, you know, not continue to go, you have to. The team who has the ball has to score a touchdown. Okay, gone are the days of, like, you know, of them actually kicking a field goal and you're done. Like, that's kind of, to my mind, it's not a good rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, you snooze, you lose. You know, you get down close enough, if your boy kicks a field goal, boom, you're done. Now, I also understand the idea of, like, if the kicker misses, then the other team has a chance of going down to score. Mm-hmm. I'll buy that. But I wish, you know, the NFL would go back to that particular rules of overtime.
Nah. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day, but it ain't today. But
nope.
Everybody's all a part of this high scoring, high powered offense thing. I'm like, that's. No, all you're doing is just expecting, looking at scrimmage.
Basically.
Not an actual football game.
Yeah. Let's get to rant number two.
Ooh, rant number two. And this is going to be the last one for today. And this is probably going to cause a little bit of controversy.
Controversy.
And this is from someone I grew up watching, admiring, and everything else. It's Tom Brady, okay. And one of the things I'm talking about is the way he's been looking for the past 10 years, at least the past 10 years from 2010.
With the Patriots,
nine. Yeah, for on the Patriots, Tom Brady.
Because Tampa Brady, as we discussed in last episode, was definitely
he's looking a little bit better.
Got better weapons.
He's got better weapons, yep. But again, that's still. I mean, again, I'll I'll get into what I'm thinking about down the line. Now, I'm the kind of person I've was looking at Tom Brady for the past few years, and he doesn't look good. He didn't look good throwing the football. Okay. Now I had done some of my research, people. So yes, I'm not gonna come off half cocked. but I do have some numbers from back when he was from all the way back from 2010. So in 2010, his completion percentage was 65%. He had 3,900 yards and 36 touchdowns. Okay. In 2011, 65%. And he had 5,255 yards and 39 touchdowns. 2012, 63% with 4,827 yards and 34 touchdowns. 2013, his completions was 60%, 4,343 yards and 25 touchdowns. 2014, 64%, 4,109 yards with 33 touchdowns. 2015, 64%, 4,770 yards and 36 touchdowns. 2016, 67% at 3,554 yards and 28 touchdowns. I think that was the year he won the MVP that year. He's either 2015 or 2016, one of those 2 years. 2017 was the year after he went to the Super Bowl again. He had 66% at 4,577 yards and 32 touchdowns. 2018, it was at 65%, 4,355 yards and 29 touchdowns. And this last year, in 2019, was when he looked a little way off, where he was at 60%. At 4,057 yards and 24 touchdowns. Okay. And so what I'm getting at is, yes, numbers tell you one story. It's like, yeah, you're right. Numbers don't lie, but they don't give you the whole truth either. For those of you who are listening, yeah, those are at least, you know, halfway decent numbers. But you're talking about a man who's been through a lot of stuff. Okay. He's won Super Bowls with less. He's won in a system where he didn't have a lot of talent around him. And he's won when he actually had a halfway decent defense. Okay? And so what I'm getting at is Tom Brady actually looked awful last year. And I know a lot of people are going to say, you know, he should have had a lot of weapons. Well, he should have had more weapons. You know, it's everybody else's fault. And I've seen Tom Brady blow up in the faces of Josh McDaniels, as well as, you know, other coaches, as well as other players on they should have been in their spot. Okay. And maybe the first couple of weeks, you know, you try to get a handle on, you know, who you have, what they're capable of, and everything else. One of my biggest things, like, you know, after like, say, week four, I would even say even after week five, one would hope that you guys would have had some level of connection at some point. I even understand that players, you know, get traded, and you try to at least bring in somebody else to, you know, fill in that void. Again, understandable. But what I've noticed was that half of the time when Brady actually threw the ball, Brady looked like he was throwing at the ground.
Yep.
Okay. He looked like, you know, he was thrown to a spot and, you know, his boy wasn't in position. And like I said, I understand every once in a while, I know you're not gonna make every, you know, you're not gonna make every throw, but Brady looked like, you know, he was like, you should have been here, where it's like, well, the play was I was supposed to do an out route and I'm going out. And out, whereas, like, you know, he threw on the inside. Again, I'm not sure if it's miscommunication. I'm not sure if, you know, what he was trying to convey was there, but whatever it was, it wasn't there last year.
Yep.
Okay. And he looked like he was not in control. He looked like he wasn't himself. And as someone who's been looking at Tom Brady's career since 2001, he didn't look like himself.
Yeah.
This past in 2019. And I know people are going to be upset, but that's just what I saw.
Yeah.
And like I said, the numbers only tell you one side. They said like they're at least telling you like, yeah, I know it was a pretty like season, but not during the eye test. Eye test was like he looked off.
Yeah. So numbers are one thing, but it's like, I agree. But it's when you actually see, it's when we saw him play. I almost said seen him play. That's not even a word. When we saw him play.
Okay,
I seen him play not that good last year. Let me tell you something about that, boy. So, you know, when I saw him, I agree. It's like he'll throw places like no one was there. And it would be constantly like three and out, and it was frustrating. And once it got to the point, I didn't bother watching the Patriot games.
No.
I was just like, and I've come to your house, like, I'll be there at the 4:30 game, remember? I was like,
absolutely,
I'm not, I'll be playing video games or hanging out with other people. Like, I'm not watching the Patriots. That's this season there, you know. But I watched them because I'm going to support the new squad they're trying to build.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
But when you had a player championship upon championship, then you're playing like that.
Right.
It's like, I'm still a Patriots fan, but it's like, I'm just not going to watch.
Yeah, it's rough watching him, knowing the fact that it's like we've all seen you pull stuff out of your behind, literally pull stuff out of your behind, and be
it's like that's not a football.
That's not a football. Like,
anyways,
in a way that sort of makes sense. Like, you know, it's like, how in the world were you able to muster up a game-winning field goal drive in your first Super Bowl against a highly ranked offensive squad against the then St. Louis Rams, and it's like, you know, and you won.
Yep.
Okay. Started, and then you turn around 18 years later, you know, you're upset that, you know, nobody's where they're supposed to be half the time, and it's like, you know, Tom, it's like, you know, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're throwing. And like I said, I can understand. You know, every now and again, you're gonna cross signals. I understand that. Every once in a while, but it seemed like, you know, every other play, it was like Tom was throwing like, you know, at a spot, and his boy wasn't there. Okay, and that's just from what I saw.
Do you think potentially could have something to do with the background stuff of how they wanted to get rid of him a couple seasons before for Jimmy G, and then also just a lot of the local newspapers and radio and TV was saying, no, he's washed up, you know, he's not Tom anymore, you know what I'm saying? So do you think it could have something to do with that, like he was just in his head?
I think so. In this particular case, I think what it was is that he wanted, at the time when the Patriots got rid of Jimmy G, he originally wanted to stay with the Patriots. Okay. When the happening was, from what I understand, was he realized that, you know, Belichick was going to trade him. Okay. What he did was when he got wind of the fact that Belichick wanted to trade him, he went up to Robert Kraft and, you know, started talking to him, saying he didn't want to get traded. Mr. Kraft made the executive decision, like, no, we're not getting rid of Tom, get rid of somebody else.
Okay. And he still won a championship with him.
No, he still ended up winning two more championships, but still. You talk about an old man.
Old for football.
Old for football. Let me rephrase that. Old for football, man. You know, butting up to the owner. The owner's like, you know, don't worry about it. You're staying. They trade Jimmy for, and he gets a massive contract for San Francisco.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, you know, I'm done with the Patriots. Let me leave now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so you did all that just to leave the way you did, and then, you know, you left the bad taste in the sight of the Patriots and Patriots fans.
He had his own version of the decision, like what LeBron did.
Exactly.
Because remember, for like 2-3 months, he'll always tease with on radio, TV interviews, you know, and then here are the rumors, and he'll just be like, well, hey, we'll wait and see.
He was flipping it off until, which he did the right thing. He was like, you know, let's focus on the season and then go forward from there.
Yeah, remember even that Super Bowl commercial teasing where he was gonna go.
Yeah, it's like, you know, are you gonna stay or gonna go? Oh, and his answer was, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. $6.5 million for that.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, oh, we'll see. Like, what? Hold on.
Yeah. So, and like we said, this season he looks better.
He does look better. He looks like his former self, but again, he's an older version of himself.
Yeah.
And again, I know that 40, what was he, 43?
43.
Okay, I know 43 isn't old, and by far it's not even remotely close to being old. Just for football, you're like an ancient dinosaur for football.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like, you know, I'm scared that, you know, one good solid hit is going to end his career.
You're not the one who said that, though. But yeah. Because he's eventually going to run into Mr. Mahomes.
Oh, absolutely.
If he goes to the Super Bowl. And just in the NFC alone, not counting the NFC East.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
Like I said, not counting the NFC East. But yeah.
No. let's put it to, let's even go as far as, you know, in his division. No, I mean, besides Breeze, the only one that's actually looking halfway decent, assuming if he can get his act together, is Teddy Bridgewater.
Yep.
Okay, he's actually halfway decent. Now, granted, you know, he's with Carolina. Assuming if they actually have a good defense, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
And he should be feared because of the fact that if he can take the helm and be able to take a hold of it, he'll be fine.
Exactly.
Okay. And as far as talent-wise, you know, Mahomes is always a threat. I'm still skeptical on Lamar Jackson because Lamar is good, but he still hasn't proved to me that he could get past his first round in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. So I still am holding out on him, and I actually hope he does well, but he really hasn't proved to me that he could at least get past the first round. Or at least in this particular the second round.
Yeah, so we're at the wait and see.
Okay.
So those are two rants, my friend.
Two rants.
Any parting words, final words?
Stay strong, drink plenty of water, and stay safe, people.
Eat bacon, that's what I'll add. Turkey bacon. We stop being silly. But this has been another episode of All Pro Bro Sports Show, a special Reds Rants edition. We'll definitely do this more with each of the guys who have a chance to have their own segment and have their own spill on sports. Till next time, people. Deuces. Next time.